Aaron's out there. Can someone help Aaron? He's got wanting two. He has two Yaggies, and he's trying to polarize them. So can someone assist Aaron with a comment?
N4UPC.
All right, N4UPC. Go ahead, Scott.
All righty. Well, I didn't hear the his entire question of his loud environment. But, I mean, polarization is just a matter of how you turn the antennas. You know, if you've got, you know, the vertical, if the elements are vertical, then it's vertically polarized. So we can take the other one and turn it up and down, and that would be horizontally polarized. So, I mean, it's just the orientation of the antenna, if I understood correctly, in 4UPC.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron, KE9ETA, K4CUP, you want to explain your comment or your question? Is it a vertical, horizontal, or what, Aaron? KE9ETA, and after Aaron's comment here, we will be going for a commercial break. So, Aaron, KE9ETA from K4CUP.
Yes, this is KE9ETA. What it is one vertical and then a horizontal on the same boom, and they tie them together, so it's sort of both vertically and both horizontally. It's like half of each, and half the power goes to the vertical, half goes to the horizontal. So as the satellite tumbles, it can pick it up as the satellite tumbles.
Comment?
All right, the comment, go ahead.
It sounds like you're looking for a phasing harness to tie them together so that they're running off of the single coax coming into your shack. And once again, correct me if I'm wrong here also. I know, like, when you tie... just for example, a couple of 13V2s together, you know, you want to use that phasing harness because both those leads are extremely close to being the same length, and I know that matters. I think that's what maybe you're looking for to tie those two antennas together, both vertically and horizontal. Now, I personally have never done that, but I know that the phasing harnesses for doubling up antennas like that, I believe it's a phasing harness, is the word you were looking for. Correct me if I'm wrong. KC9NWX here in Danville, Illinois.
I believe phasing harness is what I'm looking for. Do you have any resources for where I can look up anything about that or anything? This is KE9ETA.
I would just probably give somebody like DX Engineering a call, see if they don't have them in stock, and they probably have them in different lengths. Anyway, that's a place to start. Other than that, YouTube, you can find just about anything on there that might explain it a little bit better for you. But I think I'm on the right track there with you.
November 2, Kilo November Echo comment.
November 2, Kilo Echo November. Go ahead, Ken.
November 2, Kilo November Echo. A good place to start would be the ARRL handbook. There's a whole section on stacked Yagi antennas in there, and I seem to recall that there is something to do with the length of the coax that you use. Ideally, one wavelength, but if you're tuning it, you would want to use like a wavelength, a half wavelength, a quarter wavelength interval, as I recall, but I may be wrong there. But the ARRL handbook is a good place to start. November 2, Kilo November Echo.
N4UPC. APC. Also, it may be different, but Diamond, or DX Engineering, has a Diamond antenna phasing harness. And looking at the stuff here, it looks like that's what that's made for satellite, for 2 meter and 70 centimeter. So, again, Diamond antenna phasing harness. Just Google it. You'll find it.
Hey, Aaron. Did you get all that information, sir? KE9ETA from K4CUP. We're going to have to go to a commercial break here momentarily. But, Aaron, did you get all the information?
Yes, I did. Thank you all. I appreciate it all. Thank you. This is KE9ETA. Thank you.
All righty. Okay. VE3RWJ from K4CUP at five minutes past the hour. We're now back over in Zulu time, 00:00. So, Chris, if you would do the honors of, for a commercial break. K4CUP, standing by.
This is VE3RWJ reminding you to visit us on the web at absolutetech.org. Some of the things you'll find there include links of interest, ways to listen to the net, a newsletter you can sign up for that tells you who is coming up on the next Absolute Tech Net, a contact form if you have any feedback for us, an upcoming page where you can find out who's coming up on the next month of Absolute Tech Nets, a podcast feed where you can listen to previous nets, a link to our Facebook group where you can take the conversation further, and even a donate button if you'd like to help us with our costs. Again, visit us on the web at absolutetech.org. Back to Net Control.
And I just want to add, we just published our 250th podcast episode. Podcast episode number 250. So we've been at this a while. B3RWJ.
All right. Yes, Chris, thanks for that. I was going to that earlier, and, you know, being slammed here. But, hey, I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Thank you, Chris, for that. Yes, and we have just uploaded the 250th. And you can go to the Absolute Tech website, absolutetech.org, and you can go back and listen to some of these past nets of the future, or from the past, and start to say future, but the new future will start next week. So, but anyway, you can go there. And I was going to make a suggestion to the guy earlier, too, that had the Raspberry Pi question about the Raspberry Pi. If you would, and if you're still listening, go check out the absolutetech.org website, and there's some very helpful information there on the Raspberry Pis and things, some good reads and some good illustration demonstrations too, you know. So some of them self-explanatory. So be sure to check that out. All right. So we passed the top of the hour. We are now officially into the 00:00 hours Zulu time. So with that, let's go look for some more check-ins and grab some more questions for tonight's TechNet. I'm having fun with this, so that's what it's all about. So I'm ready. So check in. When you check in, give your call twice, slowly and phonetically. Let's try not to double. Count to give yourself about 3 seconds before you transmit. That way it gets everything connected. So check in, please. Come now.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Fox. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot. Rick, New Westminster, British Columbia.
Alpha Delta Empire Delta. Delta.
Kilo
Kilo Juliet 5 Romeo Echo Mike. Kilo Juliet 5 Romeo Echo Mike, Frank in Austin, Texas.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Bravo in Quebec. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Bravo in Quebec. We're in Shreddock, Illinois.
In and out. Hotel Ming in Nokomis, Sarasota County. No traffic, just listening in.
All right, that last station, I did not get you. I do apologize, but I just heard you say in and out. So the last station that tried to check in there.
NetControl, this is Kilo Romeo 4 November, Alpha Hotel, Ring, Reddick, Illinois. Sarasota County, no traffic, just listening in. Back to you, NetControl.
All right. The Kilo Romeo 4 station, I did not get you. Kilo Romeo 4 November Alpha Hotel. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. That's Kilo Romeo 4 November Alpha Hotel Ming in Nokomis, Sarasota County. Just listening in. Back to you, NetControl.
Okay, Ming. Thanks for your check-in, and you are on the list. KD8BOQ, Corey, I've got you on the list. KD8BOQ. I have Kilo Juliet 5, Romeo Echo Mike. Frank, you're on the list. I need a filler here. Okay, I've got November 5, Juliet, Oscar Juliet. I need a fill Alpha Delta station, the Alpha Delta station. I need your call again. Then I want to recognize Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot. Rick, you're on the list. So, the Alpha Delta station, come now.
Alpha Delta 1, Delta Alpha. Alpha Delta 1, Delta Alpha. That's my question.
All right, is it Alpha Delta 1, Delta Alpha? Yeah, okay. Doug, we got you on the list, so thanks for your check-in. Alpha Delta 1, Delta Alpha, we have you. And let's see, I think I got them all. So did any of these last check-ins have a question or a comment?
Whiskey Fox with a comment. Whiskey Fox.
All right, the Whiskey Foxtrot station with a comment. Give your call and come with your comment.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Victor X7 Whiskey Foxtrot. Rick here. And on the topic of phasing harnesses, yes, multiples of... I think it is... can determine a number of different ways. You have a choice. You can go right-hand circular, left-hand circular, or axial polarization. Axial being where they're both fed simultaneously, the vertical and the horizontal, so they each receive the same power. So they act kind of like a power divider. So pros and cons to each one, but they're simple to make because they're just lengths of coax worthwhile experimenting with, especially if you're into satellites. That's about it. Back to you, V7WF Mobile.
All righty. Thank you, Rick, for that comment there and everything. So I'm not into satellite work yet, so... maybe that's another adventure, another rabbit hole that I need to go down to. But I know that there's a few astronomical people out there that do chase these satellites and things. So, Rick, thanks for the comment there and everything. So, all right. So, are there any more questions or any station that would like to check in with a question or a comment? Come now. Any more question, comment, check-ins, come now.
KE9STG, Kilo Echo Niner, Foxtrot Jingle Golf. I would like to know what the most affordable Raspberry Pi All-Star node, maybe a DIY, would be.
All right. Kilo Echo 9, Foxtrot Tango Golf. You know, that's a good question, because when I got my Raspberry Pi,